Keith Peters reporting in an interview on NBC's Today Show, Donald Trump attorney Todd Blanche was asked if he was surprised by the jury's unanimous decision yesterday.
We fought this case for over a year before we started trial in April, and a lot of what came into trial in evidence, a lot of what didn't come in, is a reason why the jury obviously reached the verdict they did. So shock and surprise at what happened? Not really. I mean, I think we didn't think we were going to get a fair shake in Manhattan, and we didn't.
Former President Trump was found guilty by a Manhattan jury of 34 felony counts related to hush money payments to an adult film star. It's not clear whether he'll go to prison. Minneapolis police officials are expressing their outrage over the ambush killing of a police officer responding to a shooting scene.
Authorities say it was a chaotic scene, two locations two blocks away, that began as a fatal shooting inside an apartment Thursday. 36-year-old officer Jamal Mitchell saw a man who appeared to be injured. When he stopped to help, video shows that man repeatedly shooting the officer.
Officer Jamal Mitchell died at the hospital, despite all life-saving measures.
Assistant Chief Katie Black Blackwell on KSMP.
The suspect on scene was injured, and even though he's injured in that gunfire, officer still rendered first aid, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Three civilians died, and another officer, a firefighter, and bystander were all injured by gunfire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military has confirmed that its forces are operating in central parts of Rafah and its expanding offensive in the southern Gaza city. The military says its troops in central Rafah had uncovered Hamas rocket launchers and tunnels and dismantled weapons storage. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 574 points, the Nasdaq dropped 2. This is SRN News. Tennessee takes a stand against transgenderism.
Governor Bill Lee has signed into law a measure that grants parents the final say in the, quote, upbringing, education, health care, and mental health of their child. It's designed to prevent schools from helping children live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. A lot of school systems across the country are doing just that, some going as far as to obtain puberty-blocking drugs for kids on the sly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Governor Lee also approved legislation designed to block adults from helping underage girls get an abortion. The measure is aimed at any person who intentionally recruits, harbors, or transports a pregnant girl within the state to get an abortion without parental consent. Ambulance drivers, emergency medical services personnel, and other common transportation services are exempt under the law, which goes into effect on July the 1st. This is SRN News. Overall, stocks got a boost to close out May.
Stocks closed out another winning month with more gains after a report suggested that inflation isn't getting any worse. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Friday, making May its sixth month of gains in the last seven. The benchmark index set an all-time high late in the month after clawing back its losses from April. The Dow jumped 574 points. That's about 1.5%. Several big technology stocks fell. That tipped the Nasdaq Composite just barely lower. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation held steady last month. The yield on the 10-year Treasury slipped to 4.50%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A second shareholder advisory firm has come out against reinstating a pay package for Tesla CEO Elon Musk that was voided earlier this year by a Delaware judge. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.